Hi everyone, welcome back to my new episode. Today I wanted to talk about a little bit about mental health. Yes, I think that we are in society, we are in a really interesting moment, and regarding mental health, it comes together with the expectations and ideals for the future. There's a lot of dreamers, and there's a lot of hopers, and there's a lot of people that are wanting something, that want to become something, and I don't know if it has always been this way. Probably it has, but it is very obvious now with social media. And me living in New York, of course this is going to be more intense, because there's a lot of people here that really want something and to be and to become someone. So when your expectations are not meet up, that's when like problems start to appear, right? And so a little bit that I've been like looking and this past few months is, there's a disconnect between what you want to happen to you in terms of being successful in life and what you're doing to achieve that. Everyone that I know or that it's around me has ambition, wants something, and I think that that is great. I think that's amazing, that's a good thing, for in my opinion. But it comes with expectations, and I think expectations really kill, because they blind you from work, from the work you have to put in order to have something. So I think it's a very dangerous way of living, because it's like there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of wants for something and a lot of delusion, lack of self-awareness, and you know, it's in an environment that it's fake, you know. So it's the perfect ingredients to have like a mental breakdown, you know. So I think that it's good to first, I'm sorry for the sirens and the sound, it's New York, so I'm really sorry, but sorry. Okay, I think that the positive side to this is that everything is in your hands, so you can actually make the shift. Just realizing how lucky you are. I don't have the key to mental stability or mental nothing, but if something has helped me is that just like if something has helped me is that not being delusional and being honest with myself, I think. And I'm in the process of it. I haven't figured it out. But I just wanted to share this today because I think it is really important. And it's good to have a conversation about it, because I feel like everyone is going through this and nobody really wants to talk about it. So yeah, thank you for listening to me. Tomorrow, probably a better, more happy type of episode, but I just wanted to say this and get this out of my system. Okay. Thank you, and I'll see you in my next episode.